Hello.
87.
Evening, us again. This is number 87 of a Touchline Rant
podcast. What are we talking about this week?
This week, we're going to be talking... We're going to be looking ahead to the Europa League final, because that's, you know, damn big, isn't it? We're going to look back on Man City and Pep and their domestic treble. We're gonna move. We're gonna redo this week. We're gonna jump on board the Trans European Express. We haven't done that in a while, so I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to the Trans European Express.
Going into Europe.
It's Europe related.
Yeah. We love Europe. We do this podcast. We enjoy Europe a lot.
So we're gonna go there.
We want more of it.
Yeah, we're gonna remain there for a little bit while we go through Italy to look at Serie A. There's some big managerial changes and players leaving clubs.
Can we go to Spain?
We're going to pop to Spain because we've got Zidane versus Gareth Bale, haven't we? That big old scrap. And also, Ajax completed the domestic double and the celebrations that happened. We're going to discuss Ajax
a little bit. What can they keep hold of?
Well, yeah, and we're going to look at, you know, what players can they? Will that squad fall apart?
Probably a bit of feedback.
And then we're going to do, also going to talk the very, very impressive Lyon ladies side, who deserve a huge mention this week. So that's this week, hopefully. You'll stick around to hear all of that that we just described to you. You should. We know what we're doing. Don't we, Skim? Well, that's a recommendation.
This is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to a Touchline Rant's latest podcast, Back of the Net.
Oh, you still recorded it, you.
We're doing a football quiz. Do you know what it's going to be on?
No, I
don't. It's off-season football quiz.
Oh.
We've got a guest quiz master. Managed to get that.
Is it Pascal Chimbonda?
You wish it was.
Oh.
Sir Fraser Digby.
Yeah?
It's not. No, it's on July the 10th, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, come along. Book? How can you book?
Eventbrite.
Just go on Eventbrite. Just do that then. Yeah, 10th of July. It's on a Wednesday. Come chat footballs and do a footballs quiz.
And there's no Pascal Chimbonda.
Okay, it is at Little Man Coffee Shop. I mentioned that. And it is for Mind Charity, because I like Mind Charity.
It's a great charity.
Yeah.
Little Man Coffee, July the 10th, Wednesday.
Job done.
Yay!
Oh, it's a big old European game happening.
Are we getting on a... Can we go on a train?
Yeah, we're going to get on the train early. We're going to go all the way to Baku.
What's the lead-in of this journey?
The lead-in to this journey?
What would we call it if we were to... Are we going transcontinental?
Transcontinental is probably close to it, yeah, I would imagine. We're going to the Europa League final, which is happening next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So we won't be... we will be recording when it's on next week. So we're previewing it now, ahead of it. It's a good old game, this, Arsenal-Chelsea.
I cannot wait.
I think it's a really good game. It's almost been overlooked, didn't it? Well, almost. It's definitely been overlooked because of how dramatic the two semi-finals were for the Champions League. Like, they were madness, weren't they? Those two results to get two English clubs in the Champions League final was madness. So this Europa League has almost been overlooked. What's been overlooked is how good and clinical Arsenal have been in that. I mean, they brushed aside Napoli in this competition.
And Valencia.
And Valencia. Like, they've done amazing things in this competition.
Is this the best quality the Premier League has ever shown? Because I was thinking about this. I was pondering this recently. I was saying, like, it's going to bring that quality, high class of players to the shores. And it's just going to be better. It's going to be the best for the game. So on the basis of that, I don't think that brand is, like, that's just flying high. All the big managers, all the big players are staying put when they can. Aguero's not going anywhere. Like, that Man City side is just going to remain. Nothing's going to break that. Pep's going to remain. And you've got, like, high quality, high calibre managers and players all competing to get into it.
Right.
Now,
the thing that you've got coming up is, with this game, if we take it back to the Europa League final, is that what you've got is actually two clubs that have, I would say, you suggest that this elevates English football. Watching English football very closely, I think what this highlights is that two sides that have been brushed aside in the league and put under enormous pressure in the league, yep, with two new managers. Like Allegri was put under an enormous amount of pressure. Maurizio Sarri is put under more. And they're battling. And on their league form, you would say that they've been mediocre, both sides, I'd argue, in the league, compared to their usual standards.
It's building, though. It's building.
But, yeah, it's building it up. So it's actually a massively important game. Like, there was that huge rumour during the rounds, wasn't there, that Sarri's actually been made betting favourite for the Juventus job.
Yeah, that's circulating now.
Yeah, so Sarri is the betting favourite to take over at Juventus. We will go to in a bit, but what I'm suggesting is that they've actually had all right seasons, these two clubs. But I think it just elevates that. I don't think it necessarily is good enough to elevate them on a European like platform.
Without these two finals going ahead, you're still debating whether.
I just don't.
We haven't even gone to Europe yet. Let's go to Europe now.
Hang on. I want to discuss one thing. Is what I would say is that this season, if we briefly talk about where they finished in the league, yeah, this season, my worry is that it's actually shown that the league isn't that competitive, because without Liverpool this season, the league looks like Ligue 1. Like, it is so lopsided. And yes, Arsenal and Chelsea have suffered a lot from that. So have Man United, but to keep it Arsenal-Chelsea now because of the game. Arsenal and Chelsea have suffered a lot from that this season, and they just haven't been good enough. But they've still managed to have credible performances in the Europa League and get to the final. It's a fascinating game.
I think they get a lot of stature because of the managers they have and the type of players that they can pull in.
Look, Allegri did a fantastic job at coming in and to having a better transition from a legendary manager than Manchester United ever managed with David Moyes. He's done really well this year. He's an amazing job at Arsenal. What this game signifies to them is if they win, it means that they're in the Champions League. So we all know how important that is to Arsenal Football Club. And
this big.
Yeah, they can get into the... That's a large amount.
It is.
They can get into the Champions League by winning this. So then that means that Allegri gets
even more... You've thought about this a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, Allegri gets even more money than to put the funds into the club. Because this is the thing, Wolves will strengthen a lot. Wolves, I think, are a bigger threat to the top four than people realise.
Have you written all this down like in your spare room, on the walls, in Excel?
Yeah, so I think that's how important this game is to Arsenal, they win. But to Chelsea, it's important on a different scale. Yes, they can get in the Champions League, but they're in it anyway.
Yeah.
Through the league. So their importance on this is the pressure's all coming from the playing staff. Because they don't know if Sarri's going to be there. Hazard's going to be there.
Gonna go.
The pressure on Chelsea Football Club right now is ginormous. I think this game is the more interesting of the European finals.
I can't wait to see it. Because whoever loses is
under extraordinary pressure next season.
Yeah, I think Sarri will remain because he's in demand right now. Emery is going to be there.
Given another season.
Emery's going to give him one more season.
I
want him to stay.
I keep saying Allegri. Unai Emery will be there. He will be there next season, regardless of the result of this. He will be. He's done an amazing job, Emery. Sarri, I hope, gets given another season.
I think he will because...
I think it hinges on this game, man. I really do. If it was any other football team, I would say no. But it's Chelsea. And we all know what Chelsea are like with their managers. I think this is... And shout out, please.
Shout out.
The Gormley-saurus wants Sarri gone. And the Gormley-saurus... Yeah, okay, he wants Sarri gone. He even posted a picture of him holding up a certain finger outside Sarri's office when he was at the Chelsea ground. That's how much he wants him gone. And the Gormley-saurus is never wrong with Chelsea managers. He's like death himself. We've talked very much about how Arsenal have played, how Chelsea have played.
Okay,
it's a very interesting European final. We've talked way more about this game than we needed to, and it's been fun times. I enjoyed that. Who do you think will win? Let's leave it as a,
I want Arsenal to
okay,
just
you
turn
want
up,
Arsenal to,
to turn up.
You want Arsenal to win because obviously you're an Arsenal fan. I actually want Arsenal to win because I think it means then the money that Unai Emery was given this season, and he was given a good amount to rebuild that team a certain level. There's more rebuilding needed at Arsenal, especially in the back. A lot of change. If he gets given that Champions League money, Arsenal could get some very interesting players next season.
That is what, yeah, and I think that could be the difference.
I personally think the pressure is on Chelsea way more than Arsenal. I think Arsenal will win. I really do.
I think there's more pressure on Arsenal. Way more pressure on Arsenal.
No, I think because they're settled. They're not getting
rid
of them.
What, and they'll just accept
right.
any?
No.
Because they're not in champ. They're not in
no, the they're more, the pressure's on Chelsea more because Arsenal know that even if they don't win this, their manager isn't going to get the sack. They're not going to lose their star player. Chelsea could win this final, still lose their manager because they could still sack him because it's Chelsea. And they could lose Eden Hazard and they can't buy anyone for a year. Like, the pressure on Chelsea to get this result is massive.
There's
no changes.
Do you think
we can leave it there?
If Chelsea don't win, do you feel like Sarri's going to walk?
No, I think they'll sack him.
Yeah, so you think he'll go?
He'll go. That will, I don't. If Arsenal lose, Emery won't get the sack.
All right, I want to revisit this and see what actually happens.
Because Emery will not get the sack if Arsenal lose it. But Chelsea would sack Sarri if he lost it.
I just want Arsenal to win this so much.
I think they will. Right.
Anyway.
We're leaving it there. Okay. Unai Energy.
Hello. Probando. 1, 2, 3, probando. Three-hour send a message in egg.fm.
Man City, yeah?
Yeah, Man City. The juggernaut rolled on.
Mm-hmm. Even you're a fan now.
Well, yeah, I am. What I would say is that it was a disappointing final, wasn't it? The FA Cup.
It just shows.
It was disappointing because it was just nothing.
We predicted that.
It was, yeah, we did. We said they'd win heavily. We listen, watch back. It was a nothing game. And look, they got hammered. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous now, Man City. It's stupid. They're so good. Like, if he'd won the Champions League as well this year, which they could feasibly have done, if they'd beaten, gone past Spurs, I would have said they'd taken that Ajax team.
Mm.
You know, it was a great game, Man City versus Ajax, but I think...
Well, they couldn't have tried anymore.
No, and look, they nearly beat... So I think, yeah, if they had done, I think this would be talked about a lot more than it is, but he's done an amazing thing this year at Man City. Amazing. It's just the FA Cup disappointed me because it's so far apart.
A historical occasion.
Yeah, it is. Can I ask a question?
Get
your opinion on something?
Sure, of course you can.
It's a little bit controversial, so stick with me. Okay. Another topic of the financial allegations currently at Man City.
Mm-hmm.
No one, they asked Pep about it because Roberto Mancini has come out and said, well, some of my paychecks weren't even from the club. They were just from a foreign account.
Does that surprise you?
No, but it's a massive accusation that he's made that the club were the only people paying him. Pep Guardiola got asked this. Have you ever had these things? And I think it's a fair and just... And he lost it a little bit and was just like, I'm sat here after winning 3 trophies and you're asking me about my money issues. But I thought it's a fair question in a press conference. What do you think? Is Pep right to be like annoyed saying, why are you asking me about finances of this club when I've just won the FA Cup? Or is the journalist right in saying, well,
it's right, but for another time. Like, it's for another time.
But I think it was really good journalism myself.
It's ballsy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Saying that, if the timing's not there and that's your one shot.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to throw away your shot.
That's the last press conference Man City are going to have this season now. They don't have another game. They're done. The season's done and over.
Done. Are they done?
Yeah, they're done.
Done.
So only Liverpool
anyway,
and Tottenham.
More credit to Man City. That's
what
you're saying.
I think Man City have done a really good job. We said this last week. We were like, if they win the domestic travel, which we predicted they would do, it was going to be a story.
But why do we also like Pep Guardiola before that?
Yeah, well, look, Pep is...
Media savvy. Knows exactly what he's doing. Meticulous.
Do you know that cardigan?
A blooming nice guy.
That cardigan that he wears?
The jumper.
It's a cardi.
Mm.
It's a cardigan with a hood. It costs something like $4,000.
Mm. You're not understanding.
I heard that.
Yeah, but do you know why that is?
Because it's an expensive cardigan.
No. Do you know why that is?
What?
Because his wife does the clothing line, and so when he wears it, and she gets it. That's how things rotate.
See, it's
clever,
just
that, like, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I just, it's dire.
Did you, were you aware of that?
No, I prefer it. Sometimes I look back. Yeah, but it still makes me long for the days of Barry Fry a little bit, thinking stuff like that goes on.
But he would do the same.
Yeah, but
he'd probably have a line of sheepskin jackets.
Barry Fry would have now, if he was involved in football now, he'd have everything. Look, Barry Fry deserved to be in this generation of football owners. He'd have had a right laugh.
What were we talking about?
Right. What were we talking about?
Okay, we were talking high fashion. We were talking gentlemanly cardigans.
We were talking Barry Fry.
And then we went on to Barry Fry. All right, we're leaving it at Barry Fry. Well, we were saying congratulations, Man City.
Like, well done, Man City.
It's the best team I've ever seen in the Premier League. We'll leave it at
Barry Fry.
All right.
It's coming over the goal. This is 28 pound. Messi is a goal. This corner set. Not coming over. It's a goal.
Serie A.
In Italy.
In Italy.
Okay, let's talk Italy.
Ronaldo's
doing all right.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Well, right. He got voted player of the season.
Didn't he win it?
He got voted there.
He won it.
He did.
Outright.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
He got voted.
So what are you scorning him for?
Because he didn't deserve to.
On what grounds?
Because Quagliarella has done better than him at 36 years old. Quagliarella is Serie A top goal scorer. 36 years old.
Who votes for it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a journalistic award or a players award or whatever, but I think it was the official league. So like it would be like the Barclays Premier League of the season over here,
mm-hmm.
whatever the sponsor is. I just think it's the wrong decision. I think Quagliarella deserved it. He's had a swan song, especially because this year, you talk about romance. You talked about the romance of Raheem Sterling recently. Quagliarella, it's come out, was stalked.
Yeah.
Stalked massively.
You knew that story before, right?
Well, not in the depth that we found out this year. And
it's like a theatre. It's like a play in itself, isn't it?
He stalked massively for you, and it affected his career to the point where, when he went to Juventus, who was his childhood club, he couldn't perform there because the stalking had heightened so much.
Scene one: if we was doing a play,
yeah,
he'd be at his boyhood club, who he loves.
Well, he ended up at Juventus whilst the stalking started, and then it intensified to a degree where he was like, "I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't train properly," and he just wrecked his chair. And the Juventus fans booed him. And then when it came out, the story of what had happened, when Sampdoria played Juventus, the Juventus fans unveiled a huge flag. And you know how they do it in Serie A. They unveiled a huge flag across the whole banner, apologising to Quagliarella for booing him when he was their player, because they didn't know what was going on in his life. The whole stadium gave him an apology. Quagliarella's had a poetic season, and to finish the season at like 36, 37, top goal scorer, when Ronaldo has joined your league and you outscore him at that late of an age. Like, imagine that. It's what a story. He deserves it more than Ronaldo. Ronaldo's won it because he's Ronaldo. Ronaldo got accused of rape this year. Ronaldo, that's the season he's had. He has not been had a successful season.
Okay, so again, like, we don't know what's going on off the pitch. We'll never know.
No,
so
but
he's up on Quagliarella.
That's the accusation. You know, so he's had an awful season compared to Quagliarella. Can we move away from Ronaldo?
Quagliarella, love him. Is it time to say goodbye?
It is time to say goodbye because Juventus, the aforementioned Ronaldo's club, Juventus have just secured their 8th league title on the trot. It's pretty much a sewn-up league every year. Juventus will dominate it and win it because they're so good. What it's done is... Allegri has been told by Juventus his contract wasn't going to be renewed. He's open about it. They were all open about it. They said to him, "We're not going to renew your contract. And we think you should leave this summer." So they essentially sacked him. And yeah, he was mutually consent and stuff. But Allegri's got... Now, that puts a huge manager on the table. That is a massive, huge.
You meant that.
Now, I did. I would love to see. I'm very interested where he ends up now. Because there's a lot of clubs I'd be interested in Allegri in. It looks as though the Juventus favourite is now Maurizio Sarri.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks as though
Sarri's happy.
Conte, pretty much done deal that he's joined Inter. They're starting to announce it as like pretty much official now.
Wow.
Conte, I
did not know that.
As soon as Allegri stepped down, I thought Conte would be going back to Juve. I thought they've got rid of Allegri because Conte's on a free. He's not attached to a club and he's going to come back and finish what he started. Because you know Juventus like a story. So Conte started...
Who doesn't? We do.
Yeah, so Conte started the league titles and this reign of just brilliance in Italy. But Allegri has turned it more. Like, I believe Conte won 3 and Allegri's won 5. So Allegri's kept the stick. But what he's failed at is the Champions League. And I think I was convinced Juventus were going to market this. Conte's coming back to finish where he started and win the Champions League. But he's gone to Inter.
Otherwise, De Rossi.
Dan as well, sorry.
De Rossi's left. We'll go back into that. Roma, De Rossi's left.
Yeah, Daniele De Rossi.
The war machine that is Daniele De Rossi.
What a player.
Yeah.
But what a player. Do you want to hear a Daniele De Rossi story?
Make it quick, but yeah, I do.
Well, then when there was unrest in the fans at Roma, the ultras broke into the training ground and smashed up all the players of the first team at Roma and all the directors. They did not touch Francesco Totti or Daniele De Rossi's cars. They're the only two cars that remained. That's how much Daniele De Rossi leaving Roma, that's what an impact. They've got no Totti and they've got no De Rossi. It's a break from a very recent past that I enjoyed.
All right. So, is there anything else you want to chat to now? Because we're going to act out a thing with...
Oh, we got to do that in the next segment. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Right. No, I'm done on this. That's my Serie A roundup, yeah. I guess, for the season.
Okay.
Anything to add?
No, just the next bit.
Next bit. All right, he's moving.
A replay, something that he really didn't want either way.
No, I was really looking forward to it. I thought it'd be a good idea for a minute to go. I thought we'd, you know, give him a goal because I'd like to go to Elland Road on a Tuesday night. I haven't been up there for a few years.
So, I want to do like a little thing because I can't get my head around this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to be honest with you, I can't see why anyone wouldn't play Gareth Bale on a professional level, no matter what's going on off the pitch. So I think we need to dig a little bit deeper because we don't know the details of the Zidane-Gareth Bale
Can I propose something combination. To you then?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's do a little bit of role play. We've never role played. You ready for some role playing?
I think I am, yeah.
Okay, right. You be a disgruntled Welsh footballer living in Madrid with hair. Right, okay. You got the hair sorted. I will be a French legend and former Galactico who's just won 3 Champions Leagues.
I think you're becoming a role.
Okay, I'm becoming.
But you know I'm Gareth Bale, yeah. And I helped you out of the quagmire that was a Champions League final. With an overhead kick.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's a good goal. Mine was better.
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. see something to that like.
Okay. You might have once been the world's most expensive footballer, but you're 29 and you're not as good as you think you are, Gareth.
Zinedine.
Yeah.
3 years left on a contract, sunshine.
Ooh.
Do what I want. And well, to be honest with you, I could play a bit of golf.
This is my problem. See, this is why I'm leaving you on the bench, this attitude. If you'd come in and you were fighting for this team, you'd be in more. But you're not.
You're but content. If you need... can you just talk English to me?
Okay, today, if I'd had a fourth substitute available to me, you still wouldn't have come on.
That's harsh, but do you know what I can do with the £17 million on a 3-year contract? If you're not going to use me, golf course.
Golf course.
Right there.
I'm going to 9-iron you. So that was that
I'll
got
just,
us a bit
I'll just
closer.
Play golf.
That got us a bit closer,
if you
I
will.
Think.
If you
right.
will.
And out and seen. Scene.
And stage fright.
I think that's got us a bit closer to where they're at here. I think it's two big personalities, big names, butting heads. And Zidane will not be beaten by Gareth Bale.
Who's in the right? Whose side do you take?
Whose side do I take on this? Gareth yes. Bale.
Okay.
I think Gareth Bale should be playing a lot more for Real Madrid. They've had a poor season. Gareth Bale is far too good of a player to not be utilising properly. Vinicius Jr. has been superb
sensational.
This season. And that's
sensational.
Half the problem. But I do think that they deserve to treat Gareth Bale with a lot more respect than they have been.
I agree.
Yeah. Should we...
But we don't know what's said. We don't know what is going on. It could be other things.
There could be other factors, but I just think they need to...
Could be slight underhand tactics to get Bale back into the Premier League. But they're just trying to get him off the wage bill, and they can clearly survive without him. But
yeah, look, we said this before. Don't be surprised. If Spurs win this Champions League, I genuinely wouldn't be surprised to see Gareth Bale try and negotiate his way back to Spurs.
There it is.
I really wouldn't.
Hi, Touchline Rants. It's Sydney's Chatting Corner here. Well, Dad, if you're listening to this, I just wanted to know that I love you. And Mitch, if you're watching this, have a lovely time in Australia. We'll miss you lots. Have a nice one. And Alex, if you're listening to this, hope the editing goes well. So, yeah, just wanted to let you guys know that you are amazing and don't stop doing what you love. Bye, guys.
It would be wrong of us this week to not take a minute to sit back and recognise the achievement of what Leon Ladies have done in the last 7 days for ladies football. They've won their fourth consecutive Women's Champions League.
How are they so dominant?
And they beat a very, very good Barcelona side. And they're so dominant. Like they're so dominant on a European stage. They won it the year that it was here. And I believe they beat maybe PSG that year. But this is... Leon is showing what success can be on a women's female front and how big much publicity it can get you.
So it's sort of setting the tone.
Yeah, they're doing very, very, very well. They're very dominant. They've got some amazing players. And I just thought it would be wrong of us to not mention it. That they've won their fourth consecutive Women's Champions League trophy. That is a massive, massive achievement. And more people need to recognise now that women's football is a serious and competitive sport that needs to be paid attention to. It's very, very, very good. The quality of it is superb right now. And close to home, you know, we've seen Cardiff Bluebells firsthand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the
quality's really good.
It's such a good level at the minute, women's football. You know, and it's... I just want... Yeah, just so... Yeah, we'll leave it there. Just
out.
A brief shout-out, really, to
no,
Leon Ladies.
Shout-out.
Leon Ladies.
You okay? Across the border.
We're still in Europe.
Across the border.
Italy, Spain, France.
Yep.
And now we're going... Where are we going now?
We're going to the Netherlands.
We're going to the Netherlands.
We're going to...
Man.
We're going to Amsterdam.
This week, man, it's taking us a long time to record. We've been all over the place.
The streets of Amsterdam.
Those celebrations were something else, weren't they?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a burn, to be honest with you, to have the... The comparison of Ajax winning to Man City's. I mean, again, complete less football out of context,
that was so
to say the least.
Funny.
But whoever edited that did a fantastic job.
Just the way that they've got Man City celebrating in front of just some people in the evening. Just like,
right then. They've done it a million times.
Yeah,
that's well worth checking out.
Yeah, and then Ajax have got, was it 250,000
people?
People
lines the streets.
Lining
and
the streets.
Those are actual celebrations. I'm really, really, really happy for Dusan Tadic.
Really happy
with him.
Look,
because he's just shown
brilliant.
His absolute class and he's put his potential right out there in the sphere. And was it a double they won, yeah?
Yeah, domestic double.
Domestic
Can I throw
double.
Something out there about this Ajax squad? This a different take on it now.
Yes.
Realistically, what Ajax should now be doing next season, they've won a huge domestic double.
Yeah.
reclaiming the league from PSV. And they've got the world's eyes on them. They should realistically now use this to springboard to be a huge dominant European force.
Yeah, but they can't do that because that's not the business model.
But are they going to do it? Not buy in, just build and keep these players. Or are they actually going to become the next Monaco?
Mm-hmm. They've always been that way, though. They've always been that type of club.
No, but they've already lost De Jong. Now, Monaco lost. Remember that really good Monaco side? All the players have been stripped from that side.
Yeah.
Now, are all the best players going to be stripped from Ajax?
I think the major ones will. There's three that we're aware of, which looks definitely going.
De Jong has happened. That's official.
De Ligt to Barcelona.
Barcelona seems very, 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 very strong.
And I think Arsenal would be a perfect fit for Zahi?
Hakim Ziyech.
He's perfect for Arsenal. Yeah. If those three go, that's instantly like a brutal like pillage. I can see that.
Yeah, those three are huge. Like they are the biggest, I would suggest. On the David Neres is not far behind them. David Neres is a dangerous player.
Yeah. So if they do get stripped,
it's just interesting. Will they get stripped or will they now build on this and become the next style Juventus?
How can they reinvest with big players? They grow within.
Yeah.
So when you've got big name players like De Jong and De Ligt going...
De Ligt is not confirmed. There's nothing. It's just the very, very heavily rumoured that Barcelona want to sign him. So, but De Jong is confirmed. There's not been an offer, as far as we've been told. No offer has been received for De Ligt. So Ajax... If they manage to keep hold of De Ligt this summer, which they might do, he loves that club.
More than loves it.
It will be huge.
More than loves it. Okay, excellent. This leads into my next question to you.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the statement that Roy Keane said about the difference between players in De Ligt of Ajax, who's 19 and a captain in his club, to that of Rashford and Lingard, who want to be Instagrammers and set their own... Big things on the side. Do you agree with that way of thinking?
Okay. I'll just put two trains of thought out there for now. Yeah? I think you can sum this up. When you look back over history... I can throw you two different types of player and they will fall in those two categories. Yeah? Where one is just pull your socks up, like James Milner, and then one is Paul Pogba. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So they're those two differences. Roy Keane would definitely have been in the just... professional, we know he was. Players like Daniel Del Rossi, he would be in that. He didn't care about social media and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I put Chiellini in that category. I'd put Bonucci in that category. These players don't care about the celebrity side of football. They care about football. Gattuso would have been in that. Pirlo would have been in that. On the other side of the coin, you've got Jesse Lingard, you've got Marcus Rashford, you've got Paul Gascoigne.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that style of celebrity footballer, George Brown. They're the two different styles of footballer.
Yeah.
And it's what train of thought is why I would suggest one is romantic and one is realistic.
So.
Footballers of spending a lot. Are you George Best?
The game's changed so much now. If those pull your socks up type of players were to coincide with, were to go along with that way of thinking... Yeah. They would still be monetized and they will still be used as commodities.
Oh yeah.
So with Roy Keane saying that, it also fills into another point in mind. Roy Keane saying that, like who's right, who's wrong? You just don't know. It's a bit harsh to call out players when that is the way. So I'm pretty torn between it, but I just don't think it's forgetting that football's moved on so much that on that level, for that time. You are at the mercy of the business which takes hold. There's none of those sort of players anymore. It's just that way. Because if Lingard and Rashford go elsewhere, they would still have to navigate around.
Yeah.
They would still get paid for having the potential and operate the level that they operate on. So what is 120,000 a week? And then De Ligt's on what? What do you think he's on?
Rashford, De Ligt is probably on about 45, 50 grand a week, if that.
Yes, that's not a lot, is it?
No, but from a scale point, you know, we're living in a world
probably
where...
less than that, I'd say. Look, I think less than that.
Maybe. We're living in a world at the minute, though, Well, I mean, he could be on 20 grand a week. You don't know. You don't know what the latest on. I don't know what Ajax pay, really. But you're living in a world where the highest paid footballer in the Premier League is Alexis Sanchez. So that says a lot about money in football right now. Compared to, you know, that's the difference between De Ligt and Sanchez.
Okay.
Go on, send this section up.
Roy Keane.
Interesting.
Hello. Can I help? You have reached listener feedback.
This is a great podcast.
Right, as we ask for every week.
So the only way we can get better is to listen to some feedback and get better.
I mean, that was very interesting for cutting me off. But every week we ask people to send us their feedback of the podcast. And we've been inundated again this week. Do you want to hear some feedback that we have this week?
I would love to.
Tariba West. He's been in chat, he's been on, and he said, I haven't been this excited since my hairdresser stopped green hair dye for the first time. Which I thought was lovely. He's very excited that day, as we all know. Andy Impey. He's annoyed, is Mr. Impey, because Tyrion Lannister didn't get given the throne. I don't know what that's got to do with football, or what that is, if that's an indictment of our podcast or not. I don't know. Tomori Kitspire. That was just noise. That was just noise. There was no words in Kitspire's. It was just angry sound. It sounded a bit like kicking. Miranda's been on, said Teabags. Asamoah Gyan, he's been on. And he says big yeah. Asamoah Gyan says yes. Brett Emerton has been on and said, good day, folks. And the podcast is much better without Mitch. Bonza.
All right, I think we can leave it there. I just want to say, though, Andy Impey.
Yeah.
I was a collector of the football stickers in school. Really
yeah.
Liked
well,
them.
We all, yeah.
Always had an Andy Impey. Always had you, mate.
He was a
I had
very
about
big...
20 swapsies of you.
He was a lot
I was
of
over you, but you did look cracking. Yeah, I had looked a little bit small in that in that Crystal Palace shirt. But
Andy Impey, much love. That. Thanks for getting
Thank
in touch.
You. Thank you. But I sort of like you and dislike you for the sticker thing.
Tomori Kitspire.
There's a quiz happening. There's a quiz happening on the 10th of... 10th. It's Wednesday.
So that's it for another week. Thank you very much to everyone who's listened / watched and or both.
What's going on?
Thank you very much. We have got two bits of information to give you this week. The first one is tickets are still on sale for our July 10th live
show. I thought they were sold out.
No, July 10th. Tickets are still available for our live show and quiz on July the 10th. So hurry up and get your tickets there. The June the 1st event that we are doing for the Champions League final is sold out at Little Man, so stop trying to get tickets for that because they're gone.
Rabble Studio.
Yeah, we are this week. We're talking at the Cardiff Podcast Club at Rabble Studios, which is on Thursday the 30th. Starts at 6 o'clock. We'll be there, so come down and say hello. So we've got, yeah, busy week. Also, next Wednesday, we will be rejoined on this podcast by future host of the quiz, Paddy Ed. And we will be joined by the very, very brilliant Tommy Heaney again next week. So we're really looking forward to next week. Back at Heaney's Cardiff. Have you got anything to add to this outro?
Hung Min Sun, dancing with ice cream. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.